You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. Listen again.
Good morning. It's Greg Z at Breakfast at North Sound 1. It's Tuesday morning. And well, we said she was coming in. Yeah. Here she is. Look at you, Alexandra Burke. Welcome to the
show. Hello. How are you?
Good. I see you like your tea extremely milky.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, kind of.
How much sugar have you got in that cup?
Well, usually I don't take any sugar. I'm sweet enough. But today, I need two because I'm not so sweet. I need some energy.
She hasn't broken Chipmunk's record on this
show. No, Chipmunk's. Six sugars.
Oh my gosh. Chipmunk's terrible. He needs to watch that. That's really bad.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to Aberdeen.
Thank you so much.
Nice
Thank
to have you.
You.
Well, first of all, I think whenever we speak to somebody who's been on The X Factor, I think we always have to ask them about their take of what's just happened on The X Factor. I know this is all really boring for you, probably.
No, it's not.
No?
Not at all.
But the thing is, on the last series, you stepped in for Kelly.
Kelly Rowland, yeah.
That's right, yes, for one night only. And it was really fun. Really, really scary, if I'm honest, and very surreal. But I had a lot of fun, and all I could do, I mean, all I had was 4 hours notice, so there wasn't much I could do, but just give an honest opinion and keep it real with the contestants, I guess.
So would you do it again?
Absolutely, if asked, of course.
Because I don't think Kelly Rowland's going to be on it this year, is she?
So what we're asking is,
I'm not sure what's been confirmed and what's not been confirmed.
Well,
really,
I think what we're asking is, are you doing it again?
Ah, there we go. No, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Who knows? I say watch this space, eh?
So, well, let's have a little catch-up. What have you been doing since...
Well, I'm going to start back from a year ago.
Okay.
So this time last year, I was actually touring. I did my first solo tour. Then I went away to the States to record the album. I've been doing the album for a year and a half now. It's like 98% done. I've literally been in the studio. I've been doing a lot of charity work last year as well. And it's been taking up a lot of my time because it's always great to give back. And in that process, just been concentrating on getting to know me, writing a lot more on this album, understanding what I love and don't like about life and writing about it. And I'm the executive producer of this album, so I really wanted it to be even more personal than the first. So I've really had to put my head down with this. And, you know, you learn something new about life and about yourself every day. And I think it's awesome to just get on with it. And that's exactly what I've been doing. RCA have been giving me the opportunity to just get in the studio and just do me.
Have you not actually got a lipstick coming out as well?
How did you know that?
Ah.
You do your research, didn't
you?
Yeah. But I've not even confirmed that.
Oh.
Yeah, I got out there. But yeah, it's happening. May as well just say it. Hey, boom.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
And that's going to be really soon as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of things happening this year.
Where in the States did you record the album then?
Miami, New York, and LA, and Atlanta.
Tell me what New York's like. I'm going there for the first time this year.
Oh man, babe, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
I've always, as a child, wanted to move to New York, but London's where the heart is, and it's where my family are. But it's a busier London, and it's just all happening, and it's just, you can walk around and feel free, and it just feels great. The air is amazing. It's just awesome there.
Top three destinations for you to check out. Alexandra Burke's recommendations for New York.
Yeah, New York.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, so I would definitely say go to, I think, Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
Because you've got to go full stop, because it's just amazing just to walk down there and see all the shops and the famous Fifth Avenue. And then
What did you buy in Fifth Avenue?
Well, I bought my first ever Louis Vuitton bag over there. And
a real one?
Yeah.
I was like,
just going to do it. And that was in 2009. I was like, I just have to just do it. Because you know what? You only live once.
Yeah.
Sod it. Just do it. And then you've definitely got to go. Apparently there's like a Sex in the City
tour. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're a fan of it.
Oh,
I'm
am.
A huge fan. I've not been on the tour yet, but I heard there is a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, I would definitely recommend doing that.
I want to sit on those stairs, you know, up to Callie's house.
Oh, babe, it's got to be
done.
You've just got to do it. And then I think the third thing is, go and eat some proper soul food. You've got a, what's the place called
soul
again? Yeah, it's like this. It's basically, it's the American signature food.
Right.
It's like fried chicken, mac and cheese, collard greens, everything. It's as fattening as you can imagine, but it's amazing. And you've just got to have it because it's their traditional their traditional thing, soul food.
Soul food, right, okay, I'm going to look out for that. That's great. Oh, thanks, Alexandra.
Anytime, babe.
So you were in the States, you were munching on soul food whilst recording your album. How did you manage to keep yourself looking so stunning?
You better get in that gym. Me and Jim, you know, Jim and I, we're best friends. And we've learned that there's an understanding here in the promotional times of life. You need to be in with Jim.
So you need to an elephant. Have you ever actually, I need to ask, have you ever found yourself in a situation where there has been that elephant in the room?
Yeah, that's basically what the
story is. That what it's about?
Yeah, I went through that last year. I was dating someone and there was a big old elephant in the room. Nobody was talking about the situation at hand and where it was going to go. So I had to dump him.
And then
I wrote about
him. You do it?
But we're still
friends.
Did
you do it personally? Did you, or did you text him?
Oh, no, I had to tell him to his
face. Oh, good on you, Alexandra.
No, I can't do the texting thing because I think that's wrong.
No, I got dumped by email.
Just do it. Email, yes. I think it's wrong. I know, I think it's wrong. You just got to tell it to his face and be like, yo, dude, it's not working out, my friend. It's easier said than done, but you just got to do it, I think.
No, that's what I was going to ask you. It's a leap year this year. Would you do the honours and like get down on one knee and ask a guy to marry you?
No.
No, it's not right.
Well, that's not this is the year
I'm
to do it.
I'm quite old school in that sense. Yeah. I'm quite traditional. Never going to happen. So if anyone thinks I'm going to do it, no, not happening.
Are you talking to anyone in particular right now, Alexandra?
She's talking to me.
No, I'm talking to you guys.
Right. Well, Elephant is out on the 11th of March. Tell us, in fact, why don't we just play the song now at North Sunwan? Yes, we're itching to play
it. Thank you.
Introduce the song for us, Alexandra.
This is my brand new single out 11th of March. It's Elephant.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.